Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. After a 90-minute meeting at the White House, Senate Democrats say they need to go big and bold on COVID relief with or without Republicans. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, President Biden has now met separately with House Democrats, Senate Democrats, and 10 Senate Republicans.
Coming out of the meeting, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it was serious and substantive. He said Democrats are united in the need to go big.
And we hope our Republican colleagues will join us in that big, bold program that America needs. The vast majority of Republican voters support large parts of the program. We want to do it bipartisan, but we must be strong.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has outlined numerous areas where the proposal from Republican senators didn't stack up to what President Biden and Democrats want, including funds for state and local governments and $1,400 relief checks for most Americans. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Researchers at the University of Oxford say a coronavirus vaccine produced by pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca not only protects people from serious illness from the virus, it also appears to reduce transmission. Researchers say a study has determined a single dose of the vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, something that could allow more people to get vaccinated before a second shot. Currently, vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna are to be given in two doses spaced 3 to 4 weeks apart. Nationwide hospitalizations for COVID-19 have fallen below 100,000 for the first time in months. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports some hard-hit states have seen the number of patients drop by more than half since their high point.
Hospitalizations nationwide have been dropping since January 6th. That was the peak for Tennessee, according to the COVID tracking project. The state had some of the most concerning numbers in the country. Now, only about 1 in 7 patients in the hospital is being treated for COVID. Tennessee's health chief, Dr. Lisa Piercy.
If you contrast that to what we saw just a month or 6 weeks ago, it was closer to a 1 in 3 inpatient beds.
Intensive care units are still short on space, Piercy says, since the sickest patients tend to have long stays. And that means states are also bracing for more deaths. January was the deadliest month for the pandemic, and the daily reported fatalities from COVID-19 have not yet had a sustained decline. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The nation's service sector, where the bulk of Americans work, was operating at its highest level in nearly 2 years last month. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management. The group says its service sector index jumped a full percentage point from the previous month to 58.7. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was up 36 points today. The Nasdaq closed down 2 points. The S&P 500 closed up 3 points. This is NPR. The far-right all-male group, the Proud Boys, is being designated a terrorist entity by the government of Canada. Canadian government noting the group played what it called a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. The group is known for engaging in violent clashes at political rallies and has faced heightened scrutiny since the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The U.S. Justice Department announced the arrest of a Seattle member of the group for his role in the Capitol riot today. A survey of the nation's service industry shows New Year is off to a good start despite challenges posed by the pandemic. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Service sector hiring accelerated last month after a slump in December, and new orders for services also grew at a faster rate. Some sectors still face big challenges from the pandemic. Healthcare providers, for example, had to cancel some elective surgeries last month because hospitals were overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. But most sectors of the service economy are rebounding. And while supplies can still be hard to come by, bottlenecks have eased somewhat. Even restaurants, which have been particularly affected by business restrictions and customer caution, say they expect an upswing in business as they get closer to the summer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
German automaker Daimler says it's splitting in two. The maker of Mercedes-Benz luxury cars says it will spin off its truck and bus division. Shares in the truck and bus company will go to existing stockholders, allowing the company to be more nimble so it can move ahead with new technology like zero-emission vehicles. The truck division makes Freightliner trucks and Thomas Build buses. Daimler says it will rename itself simply Mercedes-Benz. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.